The heart of a cheetah. How we have been lied to about African poverty and what that means for human flourishing. Written and narrated by Magat Wad. Dedication to Ibrahim Ndour and my beloved Professor George Ayite. Foreword by George Ayite. There is hope for Africa, and it rests with the cheetah generation. I coined the expression out of an oddball experience. In one's work, certain experiences may come as innocent, everyday, run-of-the-mill events, but have a profound import. One such memorable experience occurred to me in July 2003 when I was writing the book Africa Unchained. I was invited to Ghana by Dr. Charles Mensah, Executive Director of the Institute of Economic Affairs, to participate in a three-day workshop at Elmina. My task was to give a series of lectures on globalization and rent-seeking activities to a group of young African graduates. There were about 30 of them from Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Senegal, Sierra Leone, and, of course, Ghana. These young African graduates were quite energetic and intellectually astute. What made my day at the workshop was a young Sierra Leonean called Mustafa, about 24 years old. He had told his friends he was going to take part in a workshop in Ghana. Thereupon, they had asked him who the speakers were to be. When he mentioned Professor Ayite, his friends became ecstatic, his own words, and demanded proof that I would indeed be speaking. They insisted that Mustafa record every word I said. Upon arriving in Ghana, Mustafa went to town and purchased a small tape recorder to record my lectures, but he lost it just before he got to the workshop. Rats! Thinking that he would be in big trouble, his words, if he returned to Sierra Leone without the tape, he rushed back to town and scrounged for hours before finding another tape recorder to purchase. By the time he got back, my lectures were over. Poor guy. To save his neck, he got me to repeat, "I am Professor George Ayite," over and over into the tape recorder. I also gave him copies of my lectures. I may have saved his neck, but he left a deep impression on me. In my interactions with Mustafa and his friends, I discovered that they come from a new generation of young African graduates and professionals. These young adults look at African issues and problems from a totally unique perspective. They may be classified as the cheetah generation, Africa's new hope. They do not relate to the old colonialist paradigm, to the slave trade, or to Africa's post-colonial nationalist leaders such as Kwame Nkrumah, Jomo Kenyatta, Kenneth Kaunda, and Julius Nyerere. The cheetahs know that many of their current leaders are hopelessly corrupt, that their governments are ridiculously rotten, and further, they commit flagitious human rights violations. They brook no nonsense about corruption, inefficiency, ineptitude, incompetence, or buffoonery. They understand and stress transparency, accountability, human rights, and good governance. They do not have the stomach for colonial-era politics. In fact, they were not even born in that era. As such, they do not make excuses for or seek to explain away government failures in terms of colonialism and the slave trade. Unencumbered by the old shibboleths of colonialism, imperialism, and other external adversities, they can analyze issues with remarkable clarity and objectivity. Their outlook and perspectives are totally different from many African leaders, intellectuals, and elites whose mental faculties are so foggy and their reasoning or logic so befuddled they cannot distinguish between right and wrong. They see a Western imperialist plot in every African adversity and have rallied to the defense of such African leaders as Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe simply because he fought against colonial rule. Having liberated their countries, such leaders were transformed into demigods who could do no wrong. This is the hippo generation, intellectually astigmatized and stuck in the colonialist pedagogical patch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?